Let's go to God's Word. Let's go. Here we go. Strong message today. Strong message today. And I'm glad you're here. I'm here to help you today. A lot of people, they struggle. Different struggles. And you know, the longer you live, the more struggles you're going to have. And they're going to be different. If you live long enough, you're going to struggle with sickness, and you're going to struggle with disease, and you're going to struggle with death. We're going to struggle. And it's called life. We live in Florida. Maybe if you just moved to the mountains, you wouldn't have no struggle. I looked at their struggle. Way worse than any struggle of hurricanes that I've been through ever. You know what I mean? To lose not only your home, but your source of water. Because they don't have water lines. They have springs. Those springs are where they're at now, where they're gone. Water's diverted. They have wells. Wells covered up. Covered up with what? Mud. Don't know where it was. No water. No home. That's rough. Family members they'll probably never find because of the mud. Who would have thunk it? Job said, as sure as sparks fly up, you and me are born for trouble. We're going to have trouble in our life. So we're in a series called Favor today. Favor. Now I need you to listen now. Help me now. We're in a series called Favor. Favor. Favor with who? And with who? People. So that's our series. And there's a whole church movement out there, and it probably makes some of you mad when I say stuff, but you'll be fine, okay? But there's a movement out there that just thinks we can pray for favor, pray for favor, pray for favor. And that might, I've had people walk up to me and say, I pray for favor on you. This series, and I mean, they mean well, but I think favor takes work. I really do. I think it takes work. I don't think the preacher can just put his hand on you and pray for favor and all of a sudden, there you got it now. How you doing? I just don't believe it works that way. And it sure don't work that way with people. So I'll pray for favor for you, and from now on, you're just going to go treat everybody nice. Is that the plan? When you've been a pain in the rear end most of your life? I got a feeling it's going to take you working at it and changing some of your ways and how you talk to people. So last week's message was on words and our speech and how we talk to people. And that's honestly the number one way you get favor from people, how you treat people. Like that waitress the other night that waited on us, the server. Waited on Kim, waited on us. I'm sure both of us treated her wonderfully because that's just what we're going to do, right, baby? And but I'm conscious of that. I'm conscious of how I treat people. Do I always get it right? No, I don't always get it right. But I tell you what, I get it right a lot more times than when I don't get it. I get it up wrong. But it takes work. Because it's not always when I'm with people that I'm just in a great mood. No, are you kidding me? Last week I came in, the house was flooded. Came in. And people are like, did you get any water in your house? Did you get flooded? You know. I just had to, like, I don't want to talk about it. Because I knew if I went down that path, it's going to affect the way that I treat y'all when I come in here. I had to make a conscious effort. I came here today. I was stressed out. I got here about 7 a.m. this morning. I was stressed out. We'd had a rough week. I'm not trying to whine up here. I'm just telling you the truth. And so I get here. I was awake from 4 a.m. on. Got another hurricane. I knew I'm going to be speaking with people. I know they've been through trouble, many of y'all, and some of you ain't, but could be now. But that's just stressful. We got this ministry. I got to preach today. And I love doing what I do, but that don't mean I don't have some stress. So I came this morning, got here. I meet with the guys before I pray in the truck, and I'm with them. But I know I'm stressed. I'm not stressed like crying, okay? I ain't crying. That ain't what stress looks like on me. I get snappy. Is that true, Kim? Slightly? Well, Miss Jenny's my mother-in-law. You get snappy. No, I'm just, here we go. Here we go. You get snappy? Here we go. There we go. The thing is, but that's no way to be if I'm going to preach. But I don't want to be a phony. But it just means I got to work harder at it. Does that make sense or not? If I want favor with the folks. Okay? I mean, I know you would understand me being snappy. You would understand because that's what happens sometimes. But you know what happened? I got in that truck and I prayed with those guys. And I prayed. I prayed prayer in a humble way. Not lying to the Lord, letting him know I was struggling. And then Jeff prayed. Are you here, Jeff? Jeff prayed. Prays with me every week. Huh. I start to grin a little bit as he's praying. And then Chuck Peace, contractor, prayer partner, he prayed. He called heaven down, didn't he? Oh, he prayed at some deep, he prayed today. But not crying prayers. I mean, he just prayed almost out of the Bible. Prayed Bible stuff, you know, good stuff. But not just for me, but for us. But he was really, a lot of his prayer was just about how good God has been to him. Then I found myself grinning so big I couldn't hardly stand it. And saying amen, because I talk out loud when other people pray. And then Richard prayed. How much God loves us. How good God's been. How God's working on us. He ain't give up on us. He's changing us. He's helping us. And then Trevor. Trevor, you here? You're in the first service, right? Trevor was in the first. Trevor prayed. Hadn't seen Trevor in 3 or 4 weeks. It just did my heart good to have Trevor there. He's just a great guy. He's a Gideon. He also is a ref. He loves sports. And he's just a great guy. And then finally, the man who takes the anchor in my prayer team every Sunday morning is Coach Bears, my buddy, Chuck. I've known him for years. And so Chuck's a big sports guy, too. Gentle guy, great guy. And he closed in prayer. And I tell you, Chuck prayed, too, man. What I'm trying to say is, wow, he's just blessed me. And am I snappy now or not? I ain't snappy at all, am I? It's just amazing. I was honest with the guys. We got together. They didn't just pray over my snappiness. Help the preacher. Help. It wasn't prayers like that. It was more prayers just for you guys and for today and for the message. But for just thankful prayers. But it's amazing. But it took effort. It took effort. Having favor takes effort. Say that out loud. Having favor takes the way I talk to these guys during prayer time, the way we talk to the Lord. We can tell Him our heart, but it takes effort if we're going to have favor. So now with that all being said, I'm going to change subjects and we're going to today's message. So, favor with God and people. I just share that. I'm just talking to you. All right? If you don't like preachers that talk like this, you're pretty well shot because that's what I do. All right? But let's go with this message. So what is favor? My point was, you're going to have to work at it if you want favor. Did y'all hear me or not? Do we have to work at being saved? No. Who did all the work for us in our salvation? What's His name? Jesus. Did you die on the cross or did He? He did. Okay? Was He God or you God? He. God died in my place. Is that true or false? True. Okay? So we don't work for our salvation. Now churches teach that you do. Gotta work for it. You don't work for it. You receive it. It's a gift. For God so loved the world that He what? That's called a gift when somebody gives you something. Now I gotta work for it. I thought they gave it to you. Quit lying. God gave us His Son. But there's a difference. He gave us His Son. We receive Him as our Savior. But favor is something different. Okay, what is favor? What is favor? Help me. According to Webster, just straight up definition, it's approval. So with favor with God and man, that would be God's approval or man's approval. It's an act of kindness. It's God showing kindness to you. It's people showing kindness back to you. to treat as a favorite. That's why I asked the waitress the other night, I said, who was your favorite? Me and Travis won. Anyway, the thing is, no, but to be treated as God's favorite. And that almost sounds weird, but it's not weird. God wants to bless me. Y'all hear me or not? Do you think God wants what's best for you, yes or no? Absolutely. Do you think you have to work at it to get what's best for you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You can't live your life willy-nilly, just whatever. That's the best. No, you're a bum. You don't get your best by doing nothing. God wants to bless us, but favor, to have his treatment, like preferential treatment. Listen, the Bible says, you draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to who? You. So favor is going to take us working. Got it? Does that make sense? And it certainly makes sense with people. It certainly makes sense with people. You know, if you stand off from people, you're standoffish. We'll call it that. I'm standoffish. And I don't have any friends. I don't have any friends. I'm standoffish. There you are. If you're going to have friends, what does the Bible say? That a man has to show himself what? Friendly. You might say, but I'm standoffish. That's my nature. Well, if you want friends, you're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to start doing this. Instead of like over here. If I want the favor of people, I've got to get closer to them. I've got to make an effort. If I want favor with God, I've got to get closer to Him. Are y'all listening? I've got to make an effort. Do I sound like a crazy person? Well, I hate to tell you, a lot of the church today preaches magic. You can give money to get it. You can pray to get it. You can just claim it and get it. And here's what Clark says. You got to work to get it. Amen? But God wants you to. Here's the nice thing. You don't have to. A lot of times it's just when you draw nigh to God, it ain't like you running and getting real close to Him. It's like you just turn and you just repent and turn from your sin and just turn around and you're right there at Him. But you got to make that effort. Today's message. Here it is. Here we go, Raj. And we got time. We got communion, but we got time. Look at that eye. I love that eye. Look at what's inside. You can sometimes tell a person by their eyes. You can see if they're heavy, if they're teary-eyed, if they've been smoking weed. You can see it. But anyway, the eyes. You can see brokenness in eyes sometimes. Eyes. Look at that eye right there. Today's message, here it is. The war within. The war within. Now we're studying the book of James. We're putting a magnifying glass on the book of James. 5 chapters. We're in chapter 4 today. We've done 1 through 3. Chapter 4 today. Part of it. And we're going to look for favor. How can I have approval of God? Get closer to the Lord. Have His preferential treatment and just get close to Him and have that good relationship. It's called the war within. Now let's open it up. Here we go. Here we go, Raj. Are y'all ready? I feel like I'm putting you to sleep. Okay, here we go. This is not a sleep. This is a screamer message. I could scream this message. I'm going to be pretty good though. Here we go. We're not going to have favor unless we want. Boy, you did better than the first service. They would. Yeah, here. Over here. Let's say this out loud. We're not going to have favor unless we... Can we do it one more time? We're not going to have favor unless we... That's what the message is about today. We've got to fight for the favor of God in our life. And I'm really talking about the favor of God today. Now, here's the nice thing. If you have the favor with God, you're going to have favor with people. If God gets a hold of your heart and changes your life, you're going to be a blessing to people. You're going to like my mother. My mother was mean. She was a hard worker, but she was a drunk. She'd drink from when she got off work to the time she went to bed, stumbling drunk. But I tell you what, when God saved my mother, she became a Southern Belle. She became a light for the Lord. It was unreal. This woman who was strong, that would knock you out, became this person who loved and would do anything for you. It was crazy. And so God wants to do that in your life, but you got to fight for it. Let's check it out. Let's look at the message today. We're going to the book of James. Point number one. We're in the message now. Here we go. Here we go. Point number one. Say it with me. The war that what? So our topic today is the war within. The war within. This isn't about somebody else. This is about you today. It's about me today. I have a battle. The battle's in me. The battle ain't Kim. The battle is me. Okay? There's a battle. I'm the biggest sinner I know. Say that out loud. I am the biggest sinner I know. I can fight the most effective battle by not fighting somebody else's battle, but fighting my battle. Okay? I have a war within. I have an adversary, the devil, who wants to devour me. Got it? I'm already a sinner. I'm already screwed up, okay? Now, God has saved me. I have His Word. He made me in His image and His likeness. Thank God. I've got a spirit. He's given me His spirit now. But there's a battle because I'm still in the flesh. I'm still a man. I've still got a mind full of mess and crap. And there's a battle going on. There's a war. And God's favor is going to be dependent upon how I fight that battle. Do you hear me or not? Is God for me? And if God be for me, who can be what? Against me. So He's for me. But I have to fight this battle. But I know that He's with me. Will He ever leave me? No. Will He ever forsake me? No. Is this win possible in my life? Yes. But I have to fight this fight of faith. That's the title today, the fight, the war within. So the fighting and personal wars we face, say it with me, they're from where? And guys, I'm not just talking about sin and drinking and doing that. Here's a battle. I don't matter. I'm nobody. I'm a nothing. Nobody loves me. I can't do anything. I mean, that can be your attitude. And that can be a defeated. That is not true. You do matter. You do have value. You can do something. You can succeed. But this mindset gets us, and Satan has his thumb on us. And buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, God is right there knowing that we've overcome. We have the power. We have the ability. But we must fight the fight. Y'all hear me or not? Say. It'd be like running your mouth during this election and not going out and voting. You're a bum. Get off your tail. It's okay. You're going to run your mouth, put your money where your mouth is. You know what I'm saying? That's the same with the Christian life. You can make it. You can succeed. God wants you to succeed. But you're going to have to fight the battle. But He's going to help you fight it. Amen. But you got to make the effort. Here's what James says. Who is James writing to? He's writing to a church in Jerusalem, the church. The early church, Jesus had recently been crucified. He's the half-brother of Jesus, James is. His church is people who has family members that's been martyred for the faith. Many of them have their husbands have been killed because of their faith. And they're being hunted down like dogs. The early church in Jerusalem were being persecuted. It was ground zero for persecution. So this is a church that's suffering. And so James could have patted him on the head. I feel sorry for you, and I'm sure he did some of that. But guys, feeling sorry for you is not going to make you a winner. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Feeling sorry for you is not going to make you a winner. Well, Pastor Gary feels sorry for me, so I can do it now because he feels sorry for me. No, most things that people... No. I do feel sorry. God feels sorry for your situation sometimes, okay? But at the end of the day, you got to get your tail up. And you got to fight your own battle. You hear me or not? Are we to help others fight their battles? Yes. Does the Bible say you're also to bear your own burden? Does it say that? Yes. So you have a war that's raging. It's within. And James didn't just pat these people on the head. Matter of fact, he was hard on them. He was hard on them. Okay? Because they were facing adversity every day. And they needed to know how to fight, not other people, to fight the battle they were facing themselves. I'm sure many of them just wanted to kill themselves. This church thing wouldn't have got off the ground if these people hadn't have been faithful. You hear me? So here's what he tells them. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even your lust that war in your what? Members. He pushed me as good as you can, buddy. There's a fight. It's our flesh. It's our sin nature. Peter said it this way. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust that war against your what? Soul. Guys, I have battles. We're good. I have battles. I have fights. Oh, you're the preacher. You don't have any. Are you crazy? I lust. I have problems. I struggle. I've got a mind that's nuts. I do. I need the Lord. I guess you got it made if you don't. I need the Lord. I feel like not Satan is just on my back. He's chained to my back. I feel that way sometimes. That's called life. The flesh, it's hard sometimes living life and doing what we do. I don't feel qualified at all to stand up here and talk to you. You kidding me? I look at some of you and I see, not all of you, but I look at some of you and I see people are a whole lot better than me. Now, Tom, I don't think that about you. I'm sorry. He said, I'm not. Okay. My point is, Peter said there's a battle. Look at what Paul said in Galatians. The flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to another so that you can't do the things that you would. There's a battle. But I got favor. Buddy, you got to fight for it. Because there's a battle going on. So our biggest problem is what? Say that out loud. Our biggest problem is who? Okay? Do you think this country would turn around if Christians turned around? Did you know they say only 40% of Christians vote? Yeah, that's true. Yep, or evangelical Christians vote. That's what they say. I don't know. I don't do the polls, but that's what they say. I'm not just talking about voting. How about if the way we lived our life? Man, y'all are killing me today. Listen. Do you think, but if Washington would do it, how about if everybody that named the name of Christ in this nation lived biblical values? Do you think this nation would turn around, yes or no? Thank the Lord. Come on. It's the truth. If we believe the Bible, lived the Bible, taught the Bible, stood on the Bible, fought the fight, not fight each other, fight our individual crap, we'd have better families. Kids would have better parents. Schools would be better. Teachers would be better. You mean if just the Christians, the one that named, if they did it? This is on us. We need to fight the fight. I pray for God's help in our country and bless. You think God's going to just reach down and bless America the way we live? Yes or no? That's idiotic. Who would do that? Who would reward or try to help somebody that's going contrary to what he teaches? It makes no sense. Favor. You got to fight for it. There's a war going on, James says. It's in our members. What does that mean? Say it out loud with me. Our what? Eyes, ears, our feet, our mind, our desires, our will, our what? There is a fight. There's a battle. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I have some battles inside of me. Anybody want to raise some hands? I have some crap. I've got some stuff. Yeah. It's a fight, guys. Fight that good fight. The person we have the most trouble with is usually, spiritually, is usually who? Okay? We're always seemingly wanting that other person. Son, are you all right? Come on in. You're good. Messing with you. How old are you, buddy, now? How old are you? 13, 14? 13. Good to see you, buddy. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We good? There's a war going on, and where is that war? It's where? It's in us. Okay? Just making the case. We're talking about favor. The war is what? Raging. What does it look like inside of your heart? I asked Roger to give us some pictures. Here's what it looks like. Throw me some pictures. It looks like the storm we just went through last week. Look at those benches we usually sit on when we have get-togethers down at the beach. Look at the sign going to the park. It's up to the top of the stop sign, almost the sand. That, see that road up here to the top left? That road right there, see all that trash and everything? The couple, a lot of that trash belongs to a couple that sat right here in the third row this morning. The whole family was right there. That's what that flood did. It raged through this area. It raged. Pinellas County, 27,000 homes gone. On up, Big Bend, on up through the mountains. That's a picture of your heart. That we look through that eye, we try to put on a pretty good face. But there's a lot of stuff going on in our heart. A lot of stuff going on in our life. Keep looking. Some more pictures. Do you have more? These are places I've gone in North Carolina. That's just a little bit. But don't, I mean, we're looking because that's happening right now in our world. But think of you. And that's what's wrong with church so often. We have you come, you look nice. You put some money in an offering plate and you leave and never fix your heart. You hear me? We check a box. You think checking a box is going to fix that? Say. We just check a box or send them $750. It's pathetic. People need help. Who else needs help? Gary needs help in his heart. That's what my heart looks like. Boy, y'all got a bad preacher, don't you? Okay. The war within, it's raging. Now, we don't have much more time. I'm almost done. We're talking about the book of James. Yielding to the flesh is a what? James says, verse 2, you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have. Do you think many in that early church that were being hunted down like dogs and persecuted, you think many of them wanted to, or maybe some of them went out and killed those people that were persecuting them? Oh, yeah. You think that fixed it? If I can just kill everybody who's against me, you think that's going to fix it? That didn't fix the persecution in the early church. It continued. All of them were pretty near wiped out. All the disciples were martyred except one. He died on an island. Okay? You desire to have and can't obtain. You fight and war. He's talking about against each other. And you have not. Say that last part with me. You have not because what? Can God help me with my troubled heart? Yes or no? Absolutely. Does God want to help me? Yes. But am I going to have to do it? Is Gary going to have to do the work? Say yes or no? Absolutely. That's the message today. If I want favor, I got to fight for it. Amen? James says, we lust, we kill, we desire, we fight, we war. You name it, we do it. Say it with me. And we what? Is that true or not? That's not God's will. That's not God's favor. A manufactured whatever we make up to have the blessing of God. God wants your heart. He wants you to fight and live for Him. The flesh will never be satisfied. I don't know if you're getting my drift today or not. The flesh says fight and lust and struggle against each other. The Spirit says what? Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. I'd like us to do something. Stay seated as we do it. Read this with me. After this manner, this is the Lord's Prayer. Pray ye. Would you start with me? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. See, this is God's will for our life. There's a battle that's going on inside of us. And I know you probably feel like I'm beating you to death today. I'm not trying to. There's a storm coming. Okay? Your faith is going to be tested. Your relationships are going to be tested. At the end of the day, it's up to you how you respond. Okay? Fighting the flesh is not just not drinking and smoking dope. Fighting the flesh is fighting a lack of faith. Fighting the flesh is getting down and discouraged and worried, sick, and being miserable. We have to work at this. Yes or no, amen. So it's just a battle. Just talking today from the book of James. You know, we're so bad. James says this. We even pray in the flesh. We think we're getting the favor of God. James says, you ask and receive not. Because you ask what? Amiss. That you may consume it upon your own lust. We think we have a relationship with God because we can say some little mealy prayer. That's not a relationship with God. God wants you. God knows you. You can talk to God in your own English, your own language, whatever it might be. Talk to Him. We fake it up. It's not going to work. God's not going to have, you're not going to have the favor of God. Oh, here's somebody coming to see me. God's looking and He, you know, they think I'm going to give them my approval just because they have some little words they can say. It doesn't mean a thing to us. We have the flesh that we have to fight. So even when we pray, we need to make sure that we're down at His feet. We're humble when we pray. We're not better than somebody. Yes or no, amen. Y'all hear me or not? I hope so. I'm trying. Our motives when we pray are often not what? Let's just do a quick little poll right quick. How many of you have said prayers in your life, and to be honest with you, they didn't mean a thing? Anybody want to raise some hands? I said them. And you prayed to pray. You prayed to say something. There's different battles we need to fight. God wants us to be real. God wants, He knows we're not perfect, but God would really like to have a real relationship with us, not something plastic. Our prayers are often misguided. Our prayers are often what? Selfish. Amen? They are. This is what James is saying to people who are being hunted down like dogs. Can you imagine him preaching like this to them? Just saying a little lay me down to sleep prayer. Say it with me. Ain't going to cut it. I'm tough on you, ain't it? Now here's what you can do. You can just cut me off and don't even listen to me. There are preachers that have different opinions than me. I think favor, you have to work at it. I think favor, you have to fight for it. Or you can go the other way and just give money and see if it works out for you. It's funny, we fight for our marriage, don't we? Yes or no? Kim and I, we've had to fight for our marriage. Is that true? And the battle Kim and I have faced, Kim, it hasn't been you fighting me or me fighting you. I think you would agree with me. The battle in our marriage, I've had to fight my battle and you've had to fight your battle. Is that true? Are we better off because I fought my battle and you fought your battle? Has that worked better than me fighting your battle and you fighting my battle? Has it worked better than us fighting each other? Do we have the perfect marriage? No. But we're perfect for each other. That's my wife. I'm her husband. That's the relationship we have. It would sure be a better marriage if she fights her battle inside and I fight my battle inside. And we can win together. Does that make sense? And here's the nice thing. God is all about favoring us when we do that. Does that make sense? So I believe that. I believe you have to fight if you want this kind of relationship. We choose to obey the flesh. You adulterers, James says. You adulteresses. He's not talking about sexual immorality. Look at the scriptures. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. He's talking about Our hearts are no different than the unsaved, the lost person. Our desires are the same. We do the same things. But we have God. He loves us. We're saved. We're believers. But we don't live like it or act like it. You hear me? And we have His favor. There's so much more He wants to give us. When we choose to obey the flesh and desire this world system over a real friendship and intimacy with God, say it with me. God calls this what? Or two-timing. That's what I didn't write it. He wrote it. God loves you and me. He wants a relationship with us, but we're going to have to fight our own battle to have that relationship. Cheating on our so-called relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is not a good thing. Amen or amen? You look like you're getting tired on me. Our own spirit, not the Holy Spirit, lusts to envy. What did he say? Verse 5. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain that spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? Did you know God created us with a spirit? Yeah. And man sinned, and so all have sinned. But God gave His Son to restore that relationship. And we have His Spirit that now can identify with our spirit in a relationship. But for that relationship to work, see, God's Spirit is perfect and holy. It's like me and Kim, okay? We're in a relationship, but God's Spirit is holy and perfect. We're the one with the spiritual problem, not God. So we have to fight for that to do the right thing because of the flesh. But God's Spirit is helping us and identifies with us, and He gives us His Word so that we can do this effectively. Does that make sense? The Scripture teaches our imaginations are evil continually. It's just this battle that we're going to have. We're going to keep having this battle. This is what God said in Genesis before He sent the flood. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continually. That's what it looks like inside of us, that flood, that raging that's going on. And it's going to take a fight. It's going to take a relationship with God. It's going to take His Word and His favor to help us mature in this relationship. There's a war that rages. It's within us. And we need to what? Amen. I almost want to ask, is there any perfect people in here today? You are. I love you. You're close. You're close. You're close. Amen. You're close. Almost done. The war within. Are we done, Roger, or not? Thank you, buddy. Let's thank the Lord for the word. I'm done today. There's more, but I got to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord.